It's time to chat with the animals. Well, really, just their mother. Beth Heidhorn is here from the Racine Zoo. I made a mistake when I was talking to you. I thought the rhino, your new resident, was here already.
Nope.
When's he coming?
He's, well, soon.
Wow.
You've got to get on a, yeah.
How do you get a rhino here? In a moving van?
A very large crate.
Is it really? Mm-hmm. Is it a long trip?
Several hours.
Oh, really?
Several hours. Yep.
Oh, I hope it's comfy.
Oh, yes, it will be for them. Yep. But soon. That's why. But they were telling us that they needed to tell people theirs was leaving and where it was going. And we allowed them to use our name. So we put ours out too. So we'll let you know when it's here.
Plus, he's got to get therapy because he's going to a new home.
He just has to be in quarantine. He doesn't need therapy.
Oh, really?
Every animal goes through quarantine. We've talked about that.
Now, what is that? How does that work?
Just to keep them, you know, just to make sure that they're all medically okay. Once they come, every animal that goes to another place before it goes onto their exhibit or their habitat is going to go through 30 days minimum of quarantine.
Now, when you get a rhino, is he always outside? Does he come in? Because in the wild, they're always outside.
Yeah, ours have back of house and front of house, which is their exhibit.
So he can come and go as he pleases? Mm-hmm. Oh, that's kind of nice. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
What do you feed a rhino?
Well, they're going to eat a lot of grain. They like vegetables and
that's expensive because I have a feeling they eat a lot.
Feeding animals is not a cheap endeavor for us, but we got to give them the right nutrition. So, yeah.
So you don't get like rhino chow.
We do not get rhino chow. No, we do not. But they love their veggies. veggies. Yeah,
that's good. I had a thing come across about this tortoise. It's from the 1800s. Mid-1800s, and he's still going. I forget what zoo he's at. It's not in this country, though. He's in a different country. And you see him, he looks old and weathered, but he's still moving.
Yeah.
Big, big tortoise, but he's over 100 years old. And
I don't know what zoo that is.
Yeah.
I'll look it up.
Yeah, yeah. I don't know if I have it here. I'll take a look. Well, let's talk about what's going on at the Racine Zoo. We were looking at a picture a little while ago from 1960. Mm-hmm. Zoo's still there.
Zoo's still there. We're 103 years old.
Is that really
true? We are, yep. Just turned 103 in February.
Oh, so you were 3 years old when we started this station, because in December 6th, we turned 100 years old.
Awesome.
A lot of old stuff going on in this city.
You and I both. As well.
Sometimes I feel about 103 years old, too, when I wake up in the morning.
You know it.
Now, we looked at the picture. The zoo looks basically the same. There's new buildings. The castle is still there in the picture from 1960.
The castle is still there, built in 1936, yep.
With a big smokestack.
I don't know what that is, so I'll have to look that up, because we don't have any pictures with a smokestack on it.
Yeah, that's really interesting.
Yeah.
Anyway, so
super cool.
Let's talk about what things going on at the zoo. There's always something going on.
Absolutely.
Our first event takes place in May 10th. It's celebrating Mother's Day.
Yeah, Mother's Day brunch. This is such a good event. We already have several people that have already booked their reservations. What I really like about this one is, you know, you've got the multi-generational families coming out to celebrate grandma, mom, great grandma, and brand new moms, and all the grandkids and the kids, and it's just super fun. So we've been getting lots of those reservations lately, you know, a group of 7 or 9, because they're bringing everybody there. It's from 11 to 12:30 on Sunday the 10th. I'll be up in our pavilion area. Ivanhoe's is doing our wonderful brunch, which they've done the last several years. There's going to be crafts for the kids to make for their moms that they can then give them right away. And then, of course, the moms are going to get some prizes and presents, and they get a little gift bag when they walk in, and they'll get a flower. Miller's Flowers always is so generous and helping us secure some really super cool roses. So the moms get those in a gift bag, and then there's little prizes and raffle things that moms get, too. There's unlimited mom-mosas to help the moms out. And it's just a super fun day. Again, 11 to 12:30. You can stay at the zoo then when you're done. And we also, all the families get a photo taken, and then we email it to them.
Is this just a regular zoo admission, or is it extra?
No, it's extra to have the brunch.
Okay.
But, you know, coming to the zoo on Mom's Day, don't worry about that. Just come on in.
So what about... How do you get the brunch?
So you go to racinezoo.org, and in that top bar, there's an event tab. go to the events and do the drop down, and the drop down goes to Mother's Day brunch, and then you can order your tickets right then. As many adults as you need, kids as you need, and then two and younger is always free, even if they're coming to brunch. They're just going
to
snap off their parents'
to
food.
Ask this question. Hmm. You got anything going on for Father's Day?
We do not have an No, well, we used to.
Okay.
But all the fathers, it was not as well attended as moms. So sometimes you got to make that hard decision.
I know.
We'll have, fathers will get in free to the zoo, but there won't be an event that you're going to the zoo on that day.
We did a story once on the phone company, and they listed the busiest days phone calls. Mother's Day was number one. Then you've got Christmas, all the holidays. Keep going. Like 13th was Father's Day. That was so depressing.
I always called my dad when he was around. So
yeah, me
you
too.
Do that, of course.
I know,
of
but
course.
It was like way down.
Oh,
but mom deserves it. Mom put up with everything. And
true statement.
I love my mom. And so that, you know. I agree. So that's Mother's Day. That's May 10th.
May 10th. Mm-hmm. 11 to 12:30.
It's coming up in a few weeks.
It is.
Wow.
We are not that far from May.
11 a.m. to 12:30 p.m.
Yep.
Sounds like a tasty brunch. All right. Then a few days later, it's Bloody Mary Fest on Saturday, May 16th. I don't like the way of the sound of that. What is that?
It's 11 to 2. And so we will have competitors. This is one of our competition events. So there will be people making Bloody Marys. And then we also have some Bloody Mary mix. And those people will be making Bloody Marys as well. And it's just you're tasting them and you're voting on what is your favorite Bloody Mary.
You're not guzzling them. You're tasting them.
You're tasting them. Okay. I mean, I can't confirm nor deny how people drink their own Bloody Marys. That's on them. That's not on me. And then, of course, you get some beer backs because that's what we do in the Midwest here. And it's just fun because you get a taste. And we've got a VIP tent. We've already got one of those booked, and they book it every year. We always ask when people are booking an event, you know, how'd you hear about us, blah, blah, blah. And most of the people are like, I love this event. I have come to this since you started it. So it is kind of like it's just a really super great group of people, and we get to see people that, again, once we get to high season, we can see people that we haven't seen since last summer.
And you're lucky. You have the grounds for this. A lot of zoos don't.
Mm-hmm.
You have the grounds. It's on their... It's right near the...
It'll be up by our pavilion, by the Land of the Giants. Yep.
Yeah.
And then north of the pavilion, we'll have a big tent.
Well, you also have that big area there by the amphitheater, whatever.
The big grass space.
Yeah, well, but you have if you go up the hill, you also have that area there.
Yeah, there's
you?
Another grass yeah. space across the high, yeah. what we call high road.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
But this will be in the pavilion and north of the pavilion. It's more of our event space is up that way.
Well, that's great.
Yeah, so we've already got... Great group of people already signed up for that one too. Promote early, sell often is what we got to do. Helps
good.
Us keep feeding the animals. So that's a really fun one. And Buddy's is our the vodka that we're using this year. So we've got, you name it, we've got competitors still coming in. We could use a couple more, but it's just fun. It's a nice day. And then Buckets is second round is doing the food that day. We always partner with a food person. Like Ivanhoe's for Mother's Day, and then Buckets will be doing the food for Bloody Mary Fest. So, yeah.
That's super.
Every caterer has their right niche for us. So it worked great.
Little background on you. I think we've talked to Beth Heidorn about her background before. She's executive director of the Racine Zoo. But where are you from originally?
Minnesota.
Oh, not that far
yeah,
away.
Yeah, I was at the Minnesota Zoo for just shy of 15 years. Como Zoo, then Minnesota Zoo, and then I moved to California.
Well, you can walk it from there. That's not that far away. California, huh?
I did, yes.
San Diego Zoo?
I was at San Diego Zoo Global. I was up at the Safari Park, but what brought me out there was the Aquarium of the Pacific in Long Beach, California. I was their seventh employee with a big dirt hole in the ground and had to help build that. It's beautiful. It was a wonderful experience.
How long... Is this the only job you've ever had working at the zoos?
Working at zoos and aquariums, yep, 43 years.
Yeah, like me. This is the only job. I've worked in radio 54 years. I've never had another job where, I mean, people say, well, didn't you have to work at a store? No, I never worked at a fast food.
That stuff before I got into, you know.
Oh, I never worked at, no.
Between high school and
right out of high school, right into
college,
radio.
After college, yeah.
Yeah. Well, good for you.
Yes, thank you.
See, very few people can live their dream job.
I love my
job. And you are lucky you got your dream job.
I did. My mom always said I grew up in a zoo, I should work in one. So there we go. Fulfilling her
My mother used to call my house the Collier Brothers house because they were the, when they lived in Manhattan. And when they died, they had to take the roof off their apartment building because they couldn't find them. There was so much stuff in there. They were hoarders.
Oh, my gosh.
And they died amongst all the stuff, and they couldn't find their bodies. And they had to keep taking tons of stuff away. So my mother used to say, yeah, room looks like the Collier Brothers room.
Oh, my goodness.
Now you know. Sip Sing Safari. What's that?
That is, it's basically a sing-along brunch. And it is, our first one is May 30th. Our second one is August 15th. We are partnering with Bucket Second Round on this one as well. It is from 10 to 1:30 at the zoo. It's going to be up in our event area, so the pavilion and then north of the pavilion. We've got an amazing DJ, a great MC, and it's just to get people up and moving, singing songs, hanging out. There's a probably a lot more women than men that show up at this kind of an event, but we take all kinds, so it's going to be super fun. It's just a high-energy day, a great way to start your weekend. Again, from 10 to 1:30 on a Saturday, May 30th. So come on out. It's kind of kicking off for summer. It's right after Memorial Day. This is when we're in high season. It's a great opportunity to hang out at the zoo. It comes with a fabulous brunch, and you get to hang out at the zoo when you're done as well. So you can just hang out and see our fabulous animals after you're done singing and dancing the morning away.
And you don't know who you'll meet there.
You never know who you're going to meet there.
I'm talking about humans.
But there are humans. You're going to meet a whole bunch of humans. There's going to be a couple hundred people at this event. Get your tickets soon. It's super going to be super, super fun. And the brunch is included in your ticket price along with admission to the zoo.
Around for Rhinos golf outing. Wow. And you're going to have that new resident not too far from now.
Not too far from now. Yeah, it is our annual golf tournament that we started in 2020. It is out at Meadowbrook. It is a 9-hole scramble. And we tee off at 2 o'clock in the afternoon. And we get, our goal is to fill up with 144 golfers so that we can have two at every hole that's teeing off. So we're getting there. It's going to be great. We've got some amazing sponsors that are going to be happening. What's really nice about this one and what most of our golfers tell us is that they can work basically a full day, come on out, golf, and they're still home by 7 o'clock at night after a fabulous dinner. So it's come out. It's a great way to support the zoo. Who doesn't like to golf? Got a ton of golfers around here. So let's use them. Around for Rhinos is what we need. Get your foursome. We still have a couple sponsor opportunities. You can always be a whole sponsor. That's unlimited, but we do have a couple of other sponsors. If you're interested, you can reach out to me or send an email to info@racinezoo.org, and we'll make sure we take care of you. But get your foursome booked. It's fun afternoon. It's Monday, June 22nd. Monday, June 22nd. Tee off at 2 o'clock at Meadowbrook Country Club.
You ever play golf?
I do. I like playing golf. I play in lots of tournaments around here. I got to support everyone else's nonprofits. They support me, so I go support them.
Only golf I ever played was miniature golf and putt-putt golf.
There you go. That's okay.
I don't know how you guys hold that. It's a strange way to hold the club.
The club?
Yeah, it's not like a baseball bat.
You do not hold it like a baseball bat. That is true.
I've never played golf before.
Ah.
Never had a Bloody Mary either.
Well,
wow. I'm living a very sheltered life. Yeah. Okay, quick review. Let's review the events we talked about.
Okay, we got Mom's Day, Mother's Day brunch on Sunday, May 10th from 11 to 12:30. We have the Bloody Mary Fest on the 16th, which is a Saturday from 11 to 2. That's up in our pavilion area. Then we have Sip, Sing, and Safari, and that is on Saturday, May 30th. That is from 10 to 1:30. And then we have our Around for Rhinos, our annual golf tournament, which is on Monday, June 22nd at Meadowbrook Country Club. Tee off time at 2 o'clock. It is a 9-hole scramble.
She did that by not looking at anything, which I found amazing. Because I even have to have local news and timeless hits written in front of me, or I can't remember it. Good for you.
I try to memorize everything that's going on at the zoo.
Wow.
I do my best.
Those are your people over there. Those are your children.
They are my children. That is true.
And when the rhino comes, you'll give us a call.
So I promise.
We'll talk about the rhino.
Does it
have a name already?
A Ayubu.
Say that again?
Ayubu.
Ayubu is his name? We can do better than that.
I'll send you the spelling and the phonetic spelling for you, too.
Thank you, Beth.
You're welcome.
Beth Heidorn, executive director of our Racine Zoo. Not many cities the size of Racine have a jewel like the Racine Zoo. You have to usually go to big cities. Milwaukee's got one. New York City's got one. I mean, San Diego's got Racine, Wisconsin's got one of the best.
And accredited. You got it.
I love that. Thank you, Beth.
Thank you.
Beth Heidorn from the Racine Zoo, executive director. Well, when the rhino comes, we'll talk to Beth again. When's it? Months? Years?
Soon. No. We'll be here soon.
Okay, good. We can have like a motorcade?
Well, there's ways that we just don't tell people when it's going to come.
This is like the Andy Griffith Show when the secret armored car had to go through Mayberry. Barney told everybody.
Didn't they have flags waving to you for him?
The secret armored car going through because Barney couldn't keep his mouth shut.